Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. Call 800-223-0092. 800-223-0092. 800-223-0092. That's 800-223-0092.
You're listening to Executive Leaders Radio, broadcasting from George Mason University School of Business. This is your host, Herb Cohen, with my co-hosts, Tom McBride, Cressa John Hill, and George Mason University, Brian Chandler, Petruri Law, Andrew Woolridge, Bignato Karp, Brett Friedman, DeLeon and Stang, and Beth Johnson, RP3 Agency. We have a great lineup of guests for you on our show today, including Kathleen Sober, President and COO, E3 Federal Solutions, Francisca Alonzo, CEO and co-founder, AB Architects and Builders, Jimmy Benza, Executive Director of the Lowry Center for Children's Social and Emotional Wellness, and Anton Bizzell, CEO of the Bizzell Group. Let's get to know our first guest, Kathleen Sober, President and COO, E3 Federal Solutions. Kathleen, what is E3 Federal Solutions?
E3 is a government contracting firm headquartered in Tysons Corner, Virginia, providing program management, acquisition management, facility management, and financial management to the federal government.
How large or how small is this organization?
We just crossed our 500-person mark.
500 people. That's a nice-sized organization. Wow. Where are you from originally?
I grew up here in Fairfax County.
How many brothers and sisters?
Six of us in total.
And where were you in the pecking order?
Number three, right in the middle.
What did growing up the number three of six kids, what did that do to you? What kind of personality traits did you develop from that?
Well, it definitely made me the negotiator of the family and the person trying to make the deals happen. There's six of us in 8 years, so it was a lot of chaos and a lot going on to try to make things happen.
Yeah, but in order for you to negotiate, you had to read your audience pretty well. It sounds like you had a pretty good sense of the family dynamic going on. Is that fair to say?
Yeah, you always had to know what everyone's goals and objectives were and what your own were and how you were going to negotiate to get what you want accomplished or to accomplish whatever was what the family wanted to do.
Isn't that the reason you're the CEO of the COO of this 500, chief operating officer of this 500-person firm? Isn't that the same personality trait?
I think so. I think managing a company in the day-to-day operations, you have to be okay with chaos and an active pace, a fast pace, and be a good problem solver.
Mm-hmm. Beth?
Sounds like with six brothers and sisters, you were okay with chaos. When you look back to your teenage self, maybe your 15-year-old self, what kind of advice would you like to give yourself back then?
I think to relax a little bit and enjoy the moment. I think we were all very driven, and the expectations were really high. So we were always striving to achieve.
What kinds of things did you do in your free time when you were a kid?
Soccer, or other sports to condition myself for soccer.
What was your role on the soccer team?
I was a midfielder and a defender.
What does a midfielder have to do?
Assess what's coming at them from your competitor and defend against it and try to turn the defense into an offense.
How does that affect what you do today in your company?
I think you have to know what your company is good at and what your competitors are good at, and also be able to redirect and pivot pretty quickly.
Brett?
Being one of six, would you consider any of your siblings a role model?
Yes, and many different ways. I think with six kids, we're surprisingly different and diverse, each one having a strength in different areas.
And other than your siblings, who would you consider your role model growing up?
Probably equally my mother and my father.
What do you mean?
My father was a captain in the Navy, so his work ethic and integrity and focus on the mission is something that I learned from and strive against. And my mother raising six kids and being a nurse was a problem solver and the most organized and multitasking person that I probably know.
Brian?
Well, Kathleen, we know your family's full of overachievers, but you're running a business now, and how did you get to know you wanted to do that, and where did you develop your business skills specifically?
How did I know that I wanted to do that? I like variety, and I like problem solving. So from an operational perspective, I'd like to dabble in a lot of things. I'd like to make sure that our HR and our compensation systems are what we need. I like to make sure that I'm involved in delivery, that I'm involved in business development. So an operational role allows you to have a finger in a lot of different dimensions of the company.
You have another question, Broy?
That's it for now, Herb.
John?
With the background of your father's military career, what element of the discipline and the focus on the mission do you take with you and bring to work at E3?
I think hard work and the work ethic and the integrity
And how does that impact your work on a day-to-day basis in terms of working with your team and leading?
I think my team would say I have high expectations, and I think that goes back to also soccer. You learn that you want to be surrounded by people that are comfortable with high expectations, and they have just as high of expectations as you do.
What else did you do in high school other than soccer? Were you in other clubs? Did you work? What else was there about Kathleen during those years?
I swam. I ran track. I babysat. I drove my sisters back and forth to their soccer games.
And you ended up going to a very elite college. Were you just really focused as a kid?
No. I guess I was, because I was very routine-oriented, and you had to be focused and disciplined to get through the day and to keep your grades up and to do all the extracurricular things that we wanted to do.
And do you try to bring that attribute to the company as a COO, routine, everything in its place, training and preparation in multiple ways?
Yes, because you need that to be able to operate, but I think you also have to be adaptable to deal with problems as they arise or opportunities as they arise. When you win new contracts, you've got to rally and start them up while you're still running the operations of the day-to-day work.
What would you do different than all the other babysitters?
Showed up. I didn't just babysit. I probably spent time cleaning up, organizing things.
Why would you do that? You didn't get paid extra for doing that. That was work. You should have been watching TV.
I'm used to being busy and active.
Though you didn't get paid extra for doing it, you did it anyway.
I think that's the way we grew up.
What's that have to do with your? What's that have to do with your role as president and COO? This never sitting still.
I think always looking at what needs to be done next. We have to have a long term vision, but you also have to make sure you're making incremental progress towards that vision.
Mm-hmm. Andrew,
so you were a very involved kid. So how'd you blow off steam, or did you?
Soccer. friends, hanging out with my friends.
What kind of friends do you like? What kind of friends do you have? Or did you have?
I have a very close-knit group of friends. Many of the friends I still get together with today, even though they live in different states, that I went to kindergarten with or went to high school with.
So you like long-term relationships?
Yes.
What's that have to do with building a business?
Well, I think building a business is all about relationships, whether it's relationships with your customers or relationships with your employees or with your coworkers.
So you like long-term relationships.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. Beth, what are you thinking? What do you got?
What are you passionate about outside of work?
Family. Mm-hmm. I spend a lot of time with family, whether it's working out with my sisters on the weekends or doing birthday celebrations. Anything that we can do to get together and have fun.
When you were growing up, would your parents have said, "Oh, this woman's going to be the president and CEO of a big company"? Was that the kind of
500
young lady
people.
You were?
I think my dad probably would.
Has he ever been? Is he still with us?
Yes.
Has he ever been to your office?
Not this current office. No.
Do you think if he went in there, he'd be pretty impressed by what you've accomplished?
Yes, and once in a while we attend professional associations together. So,
whoa. What do you mean? What do you mean you attend professional associations together? What are you talking about?
Well, my father, after he retired as a Navy captain, he went into private industry and has been in the government contracting community. So there have been a couple of times when I've shown up to an industry event that he's been there.
And your father said, how do you think he feels?
I think he feels proud.
Why?
I think he's proud of all of his kids, but I also think he's proud of his daughters that, you know, we grew up and in a male-dominated culture, mm-hmm. and I was with a systems integrator company, a large mm-hmm. business, mm-hmm. so...
So you figured out how to handle yourself, huh? Mm-hmm. Beth, what else you got? What else you thinking?
What was your mom, or what is your mom like, and what influence did she have on you?
My mom is very loving, very organized.
What's the loving part have to do with building a business?
I think the caring about people. You know, I think she was a nurse, so where my father is very mission-oriented and very analytical, my mother is very much about people and them succeeding and trying hard, whether you were successful or not, trying something new, stretching yourself.
Somebody makes a boo-boo, you're not cutting their legs off.
True.
So you're supportive.
I try to be.
Mm-hmm. What's the website address of this organization known as E3 Federal Solutions?
E3Federal.com.
E3Federal.com. And you say hanging out with your family, is you really enjoy that, don't you?
Mm-hmm.
Do you talk about business when you're hanging out with the family?
No, we actually have a clan championship where we compete and do different events every month, whether it's bowling or billiards
with
or...
the family. We've been speaking with Kathleen Sober, President and CEO of E3 Federal Solutions here on Executive Leaders Radio. Don't forget to visit our website, executiveleadersradio.com. Learn more about our executive leaders. We'll be back in a moment right after this break. Nice interview.
Yay, that was awesome.
Want help building your business with help from this show's CEOs? Our CEOs can help you uncover more opportunities, grow your sales, connect you, help you raise money, all the big issues, because our CEOs have been there and done that, succeeding in creating millions of jobs and earning millions of dollars. And some are available to advise you. Now, email mentors@executiveleadersradio.com. That's mentors@executiveleadersradio.com. The same CEOs you've heard on the show for 10 years may be willing to help you build your business, uncover new opportunities, grow your sales, connect you, help you raise money, all the big issues, because our CEOs have been there and done that, succeeding in creating millions of jobs and earning millions of dollars. Some of the CEOs who have appeared on our shows over the last 10 years may be willing to help you grow, assuming you're serious about your success, serious about your own success, because it all starts with the leader. If you're serious about creating your own successful business, are truly committed to putting your nose to the grindstone and doing whatever it takes to make your business successful, we may be able to match you with successful CEOs who have created millions of jobs and earned millions of dollars to help you create your success. We've established unique relationships with a unique universe of over 7,000 CEOs who have created substantial wealth for their companies, their teams, and themselves. These women and men get the build in their blood and often continue to start and build businesses even after they've created substantial wealth for themselves because they love the challenge of building a business. Perhaps we can present you and your business to some of these CEOs to gain their interest in helping you. Now email mentors@executiveleadersradio.com. That's mentors@executiveleadersradio.com to hopefully match you with some of the CEOs we've had on the show for the last 10 years. mentors@executiveleadersradio.com.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people with credit card debt. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, the first step is yours. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-350-3241. 800-350-3241. That's 800-350-3241. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM-19, Oregon DM-80031. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation Commission. License number DC-32.
Biz Talk Radio.
We're back. You're listening to Executive Leaders Radio. This is your host, Herb Cohn, and we'd like to introduce Francisca Alonso, who is the CEO and co-founder of AB Architects and Builders. Francisca, what is AB Architects and Builders?
We are a custom home architect builder in Great Falls, Virginia.
Mm-hmm. Where are you from originally?
I was born in Chile, Santiago, and raised in Spain.
Uh-huh. How young were you when you came to the United States?
I was 18.
And how many brothers and sisters do you have?
I have two brothers and a sister.
And where are you in the pecking order?
I'm the second.
Second of four. And
yes.
If I remember correctly, you were mentioning that... That you came to the United States because your older brother came first, and then you came? Is that correct?
Yes. Well, my father decided that we should go to college in the United States, and he had some family here in the D.C. metro area, so he sent all four of us, mm-hmm. but my brother was first and then me.
So what were you, back when you were 8 to 14 years old, what were you like as a kid in Spain?
We had just moved to Spain from Chile, mm-hmm. and... It was a whole new world. My mom was struggling with the whole idea, and so we had to all chip in and help out. And
what role did you play, being the oldest girl?
I might as well have been the oldest.
Good. What role did you play?
I took care of as much as I could to help my mom, and I took care of my younger sister and my younger brother.
Did your mom ask you to do that, or did you just assume that responsibility?
I assumed it, but... Uh-huh.
What's that have to do with building this organization known as AB Architects and Builders?
I like to make a difference.
You like taking responsibility, huh?
Yes, I do.
Beth?
Starting a business in a foreign country takes bravery. Where did you get that bravery as a kid?
Watching my dad leave his family at age 14 from Bolivia to start his journey in Chile by himself... and then leave Chile with all four of us with a perfect world to nothing in the southern Spain seemed like if he could do it, I should do it too.
Wait. This is your father. This is an older individual and also a man. You had the confidence from this?
He always has, still is, even though he's been gone 6 years now, just a huge role model for me.
Huh. Did he purposely teach you this stuff, or did you absorb it?
I think just growing up around someone that really cared about people and really wanted to make a difference, coming from nothing,
mm-hmm.
made me want to be like him.
That's interesting. I read the newspapers. I thought business was all about blood and guts and suing people, and you're talking about positive role models.
No, business is about changing the world and helping people and being a role model for your kids and the next generation.
Mm-hmm. Brian?
Francisco, you talked earlier today about how all of your siblings went back to Spain, and you decided to say, hey, I'm going to set up my tent here in the United States, and it even was pretty shocking to your father at the time. What made you want to do that? Why did you decide to say, I'm going to stay here and make my living here?
I stayed here because I wanted to start something on my own, and I wanted to make a difference with make my own path, so to speak, instead of follow.
When you were younger, you talked about how your father's job and role was kind of intertwined with your family life. Tell us a little bit about that.
My father, as a business owner, he lived it and breathed it 24/7, and he was so passionate about it that everything we did revolved around his passion for architecture.
John, your three siblings, they also did architecture?
Yes, we all studied together.
So you have five architects in a family.
Well, my husband is an architect too, so that's six.
So six. What do you guys think of each other's work? Architects are always interested in other pieces of work, and they sometimes have a lot of ego about their opinions. How does that dynamic in the family?
Actually, there is we were taught by my mom not to compete with others, but to compete with ourselves. And so there is no real competition between us as architects. We compete with ourselves.
Tom?
Yeah, following up on John's question, within design, was there a paternal message or philosophy that you carry with you with your company now that you learned or took with you as a kid watching your father's company?
Yes. He builds luxury resorts, and he dealt with a lot of developers, and developers are all about square footage, and he taught them that the square footage is just as important as the green space, the void surrounded the buildings. So it was more about the integration of the indoor-outdoors. And I believe that was such a powerful message, and all our houses have that same concept.
Brian?
Many times with entrepreneurs, people that start businesses, one thing which seems to set them apart, I think, is that their business becomes sort of a reflection upon themselves. It's more than just a job. It sort of becomes part of their identity. And especially it seems perhaps people in more creative fields like architecture. Do you feel this to be the case? It's sort of the sense I get from you. And if so, where did that come from and how did that start?
I think it is absolutely not just a job, because if I wanted a job, I wouldn't want to build my own business. That's like four or five jobs at the same time. So I wanted to make a difference. And when I started my business in 2001, I had a 5-year-old, 4-year-old, 2-year-old, and 6-month-old. So it was definitely a bad idea, judging by the norm. But for me, it was a great idea because the economy was booming. And I wanted the business to always be very much part of my entire life and not be a separate thing.
Sounds like you're just like your dad. Andrew?
Yes.
So you're an artist. And growing up, what did you do to really hone those artisan qualities?
I watched my dad, and we were part of architecture and design, like I said, was part of our everyday life. I actually developed a passion for building. And I'm a Class A contractor, so I enjoy the design aspect of our houses just as much as I enjoy the construction of building something out of nothing. There's nothing more powerful than that.
Francisco, which parts of that are with you every day?
I'm sorry, what?
Which parts of that are with you every day?
All of them.
Mm-hmm. Beth?
What are you most proud of in your life, other than your business?
I think to be able to have a family of four great kids that are all three of them in college now, and have a business, and work with my husband, and we're still married 25 years later.
Are your days hard? Mm-hmm. Are they easy? What does it feel like every day in your house?
I enjoy every day like it's my last one. So every day is great.
Mm-hmm. Similarity between being a mom and being a CEO of an architectural firm?
I think time management is a great skill, and I learned that from starting my business and having four little kids and no help.
Mm-hmm. What's the website address of AV Architects and Builders?
It's avarchitectsbuild.com.
Let me have that one more time.
avarchitectsbuild.com. ABArchitects.com.
We've been speaking with Francisca Alonso, CEO and co-founder of AB Architects and Builders, here on Executive Leaders Radio. Don't forget to visit our website, executiveleadersradio.com. To learn more about our executive leaders, we'll be back in a moment right after this break.
U2 America TV, featuring original live programs created with you in mind. Engage with shows through social media and the U2 America app. America Trends with Dr. Gina covers the trending topics of the day and allows viewers to interact with the show. Sully's Biz Brew is business with a barroom slant, delivered with a twist. Visit U2America.com to find a channel near you. U2 America, red, white, and you.
A promise was made. A promise that hit the beaches of Normandy. A vow that captured Iwo Jima. A contract that weathered Tet. A pledge that stormed the desert in Iraq. An IOU that braved IEDs in Kandahar. A promise was made to America's veterans. DAV fights to keep that promise so all veterans and their families get the benefits and support they earn. For help, visit DAV.org.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570, 800-430-7570, 800-430-7570, that's 800-430-7570.
Here's George Foreman with InventHelp.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp has been helping inventors for more than 30 years and has sales offices nationwide. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas. If you have an idea and want to try to patent it and submit it to companies, you should call InventHelp today for free information.
Listen, I can't guarantee a company will be interested in your idea, but I believe every inventor deserves the opportunity to step into the ring and take their best shot. Put InventHelp in your corner.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-351-1453. That's 1-800-351-1453. Again, 1-800-351-1453.
How old are you? 25, 35, 50, or older? If you have pain, we can help. Do your knees hurt?
Ow!
Let me ask you again. Are your knees killing you?
Oh, yeah. Are they ever?
What about your back? When you bend over, does it feel like this? How about when you get out of bed in the morning? If you're like me, your knees and back feel like this.
Oh, that hurts.
I found a company called the Pain Relief Hotline. They specialize in ways to treat your knee, back, and neck pain without surgery or taking medications. The good news is if you have insurance, you may have little or no cost or out-of-pocket expense. I've used them. It works. Call the Pain Relief Hotline now for free information. 800-303-4607. 800-303-4607. Call now. 800-303-4607. That's 800-303-4607.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-935-0752 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-935-0752. That's 800-935-0752. Employees of J.D. Milberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Biz Talk Radio.
We're back. You're listening to Executive Leaders Radio. This is your host, Herb Cohen. And we'd like to introduce Jimmy Benza, Executive Director of the Lurie Center for Children's Social and Emotional Wellness. Jimmy, what is the Lurie Center for Children's Social and Emotional Wellness?
The Lurie Center is an early childhood mental health nonprofit organization, and it's dedicated to improving the social and emotional health of young children and families. And we do that through prevention, early intervention, education, research, and training.
How large or how small is this organization?
We have 120 totally dedicated team members.
Uh-huh. Where are you from originally?
I was born in a small town, Kentucky, and grew up in Houston.
How many brothers and sisters?
I'm one of three, two other brothers.
Mm-hmm. Beth, did you have a question?
So you've dedicated your life to helping young kids. So I'm interested in hearing about your childhood and maybe who was your best friend when you were growing up?
Yeah, that's Kelly. Kelly was my best friend up to age seven, and Kelly passed away at that age from leukemia.
How did that affect you?
Very powerful experience. It really puts you in touch with the tough side of life, and also the great caring involved. A lot of, of course, parents, but also friends, and Kelly's parents as well were great supports during that time and in the years, even to today.
That seems to be a clear connection to the path you've chosen. Were there other things during your childhood that kind of were challenging or led you to, you know, kind of explore this career path?
Well, part of that comes from my parents, and running their own business was an Italian food distributorship. And so that was about hard work and service. My mom in particular was always about, really from a faith perspective, a spiritual perspective of there are times that you need help and there are times that you could help. That everyone is the same, brothers and sisters all.
Wait. You're running an organization which is 120 people, and you're talking about how your faith as a kid has something to do with your building this organization?
Absolutely. It's really
central.
Should
we be talking about that kind of stuff?
Of course.
What do you mean?
It's part of our human condition.
What is?
A belief in things that are good, all good. And how we can connect to those, and really what it does, it really makes us all equal.
Tell me more about that. What do you mean?
So that that no matter what hardship is coming to one in one's life, there are those who are in a place where they can actually be of help to that, to help to you, and that really is for the Lurie Center our work.
How young were you when you felt valued, and what happened?
Right, so that's really feeling deeply loved, and when things are going wonderfully and you're achieving all sorts of great things, and then also when things are really tough and you're struggling, that definitely came from my family, but also a great group of friends and really luminous teachers all along the way.
What do you mean?
You know, these are from coaches who on the soccer field talk to you about not winning or losing, but how you play and playing your best. Soccer is a beautiful game, and when you do it well, it has its own integrity. From school, from really honing your talent, doing your best, and being your best self in order to serve others.
So, Jimmy, you pick up this philosophy that you just articulated at a very young age, and it sounds like it would come from a nurturing, stable community, but at seven, you just picked up, moved to a whole new place, your parents completely changed jobs, your best friend died. Did the dislocation of that aid in the forming of the philosophy, or did you have to re-find it in your new location?
You know, really, the move from Kentucky to big town Houston, the really pivotal part there was walking over to the local soccer field, which I'd never heard of, and my mom walked me over there and introduced me to a whole group of friends.
And what kind of friends? They're all just like you from Kentucky, right?
Well,
I mean, Houston's not a very diverse city, right? It's just full of Kentuckians.
We all look differently, but of course, we're all the same, and we used to joke we're the United Nations.
And what kind of kids do you have in your programs now?
So the young children, really birth to 12, and all their family members, you know, come from all sorts of backgrounds. I mean, the difficult stuff happens to everyone.
Tom?
Jimmy, was there ever a doubt that this was the life path that you were going to have?
Things have just unfolded. Sometimes I like to say that it just happened to find yourself in stressful situations, and if that's true, then do your best to be of service.
Brian?
Well, Jimmy, there are many ways, obviously, someone can be of service in their community, right? I mean, you can become an emergency worker, a firefighter, what have you. But you specifically seem to be drawn to the psychology aspect and helping people in their emotional health. How did that happen? How that specific type of service become something of interest to you?
That really came through special relationships and mentor relationships. And I had worked in the Middle East after college for 5 years with a Catholic priest who was dedicated to community development. But he also was a psychologist. And part of the overall philosophy is that peacemaking is done first with oneself and in relationships with others, and then on a more global community-wide scale.
What was that? Give me that again.
Well, you know, if one is going to be finds oneself in a position of being of help to others, that one also is really nurturing and being sure that that one's own self is taken care of. So that is through mentorship and special teachers.
So clearly, there's a lot of passion in the work that you do. What else do you do outside of your work that uses a lot of the skills you learned?
Yeah, that's great. Travel is really key. You know, on the soccer team, I traveled from 14 to 21 and played overseas, and that continues. I have family overseas, so we meet in Spain and Lisbon and Italy.
What was the benefit of this traveling? How did all this traveling affect you?
Traveling was great, especially at a young age, because it was really about seeing different cultures and having different experiences.
Yeah, it helped you appreciate that everybody's different, right?
Everyone's different, and that's the beauty.
So everybody's the same.
Fundamentally, at the core, you realize that whether you're working in Haiti or Southern Africa and you're sitting with a parent and family, it's the same as sitting in Rockville with a parent and family.
So you're telling me we're all different, but we're all the same?
You said it best.
How young were you when you realized that?
I think the experience of walking with my friend Kelly and all that entailed and connecting to
Were you able to help him pass?
Yes.
How?
I would visit, have great memories of visiting him at the hospital.
How did you help him pass?
Just being his friend, so being with him in the painful treatment, and even in those moments of finding joy of being together.
Isn't that what you do for a living nowadays?
It's exactly what happens at the Lurie Center and about mental health. It's about being with people, sometimes in really difficult situations, and being able to overcome those.
Who's got the next question?
Jimmy, what's the best part of your day?
The best part of the day is watching and interacting with the children seeing their families develop just a great appreciation for how wonderful their children are.
Do you think you've really actually made a difference?
Yes. The Lurie Center's Therapeutic Nursery Program has a graduation every year, which is a Broadway-style celebration of growing in life together. It's really about accomplishing and striving together.
How young are the kids that you take care of? How young are they?
They're actually just newborns and all the way up to age 12.
And under what conditions are they coming in?
They're coming in Many have had very difficult experiences, and the families are in a particular time in their life, but things are quite difficult, and really often been isolated within the community. And so this is about a celebration and turning that around, that we're all part of the same human family and growing together to our best selves.
Do you have your own children, Jimmy?
No, my wife and I came to the marriage game late.
Mm-hmm. But you have a lot of children now in your work.
But absolutely, and not only the children at the Lori Center, but the human family. So that's really important. Children everywhere.
How did you end up here in the Metro DC area?
So I ended up a long story, but I ended up doing my postdoctoral work in clinical psychology at the Lori Center, and they took a chance on me only because a deer showed up in the window. When I was in Rockville, when I was talking to one of the directors there and wondering if I could come and do a postdoc. It was a sign because I had never worked with anyone younger than 8. And so she was hanging up the phone when the deer showed up.
Wait, what happened with the deer? Give me that again.
Quickly. The deer showed up in the window and she said, well, can you send me your resume?
Thank you. What's the website address of this organization?
LoriCenter.org.
How do you spell that?
LOURIE Center.org.
We've been speaking with Jimmy Venza, Executive Director of the Lori Center for Children's Social and Emotional Wellness. You're on Executive Leaders Radio. Back in a moment, right after this break. Want help building your business with help from this show's CEOs? Our CEOs can help you uncover more opportunities, grow your sales, connect you, help you raise money. All the big issues, because our CEOs have been there and done that, succeeding in creating millions of jobs and earning millions of dollars. And some are available to advise you. Now, email mentors@executiveleadersradio.com. That's mentors@executiveleadersradio.com. The same CEOs you've heard on the show for 10 years may be willing to help you build your business, uncover new opportunities, grow your sales, connect you, help you raise money, all the big issues, because our CEOs have been there and done that. Succeeding in creating millions of jobs and earning millions of dollars. Some of the CEOs who have appeared on our shows over the last 10 years may be willing to help you grow, assuming you're serious about your success, serious about your own success, because it all starts with the leader. If you're serious about creating your own successful business, or truly committed to putting your nose to the grindstone and doing whatever it takes to make your business successful, we may be able to match you with successful CEOs who have created millions of jobs and earned millions of dollars to help you create your success. We've established unique relationships with a unique universe of over 7,000 CEOs who have created substantial wealth for their companies, their teams, and themselves. These women and men get the build in their blood and often continue to start and build businesses even after they've created substantial wealth for themselves because they love the challenge of building a business. Perhaps we can present you and your business to some of these CEOs to gain their interest in helping you. Now, email mentors@executiveleadersradio.com. That's mentors@executiveleadersradio.com. To hopefully match you with some of the CEOs we've had on the show for the last 10 years. mentors@executiveleadersradio.com.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-595-6619. That's 800-595-6619. Again, 800-595-6619.
Do you want to fly somewhere? Anywhere in the world? Smart travelers call MyFlightSearch.com for the best deals on flight tickets.
Going to Manila, Bangkok, London, how about Singapore? Call MyFlightSearch.com for the lowest flight tickets available. What about a local vacation? Let's say you want to fly to Vegas, Orlando, Miami, Los Angeles, or Denver. Pick up the phone and call MyFlightSearch.com right now. We have exclusive deals that you can't find anywhere else. The only way you can get these low airline prices is by calling us. We have so many low prices available, we can't possibly tell them to you right here and now. If you're flying somewhere anytime in the next 6 months and you want the lowest airline ticket prices anywhere, you owe it to yourself to save a ton of money. So pick up your cell phone and call MyFlightSearch.com right now.
Call 800-303-3398. 800-303-3398. That's 800-303-3398. Call now. 800-303-3398.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
Biz Talk Radio.
We're back. You're listening to Executive Leaders Radio. This is your host, Herb Cohn. We'd like to introduce Joan Bialik, who's CEO and founder of Bialik Environments. Joan, what is Bialik Environments? What are you guys doing?
We're a contract furniture dealer, primarily representing Herman Miller, and we also do prefabricated interior construction representing Dirt.
All right. How large or how small is the organization?
We have 54 employees and about as many subcontractors.
Interesting. And where are you from originally?
I was born in Washington, D.C.
And how many brothers and sisters?
Two brothers.
Where are you in the pecking order?
Sandwiched right in the middle.
So what did that do to you, being sandwiched between two brothers growing up in Washington?
I learned survival skills, basically.
All right. And how young were you when you started making money?
My father put me to work when I was 8 years old, and he was...
What kind of business was he in?
He had a very entrepreneurial pharmacy business. And
so he was in the pharmacy business.
Yes.
And what were you doing at 8 years old?
So I was actually stamping out generic drugs.
So you were helping your dad stamp out generic drugs at the age of 8. And what else did you do in his store? What else did you do there?
Well, through the years, I waited on patients and typed out labels and helped him wherever I could.
So what did doing all these jobs in a pharmacy, what's that have to do with building this organization known as Bialik Environments?
Well, I first started my career by working with my father.
Mm-hmm, yep. And
in his pharmacies, and also he had a large medical supply distributorship.
Interesting. Justin, didn't you have a question earlier?
Joan, Yolanda spoke earlier about the importance of legacy. If your father were alive today, what would he say about your ability to pivot the business and to keep the legacy of the Bialik name alive?
Well, I think it's very important to him, and the reason that we call ourselves Bialik Environments is that the first company was Bialik Medical Arts Supplies and Medical Arts Pharmacy.
Yeah, keep going.
So I think he would be very proud. He was extraordinarily entrepreneurial, and I think would be very proud of the fact that we're
so
still...
So this business started as a pharmacy, and it's evolved over the course... You've evolved it over the course
correct,
of time.
Correct.
Huh.
So I sold the the family business in the mid-90s, but in the as soon as he retired and I bought him out in 91, we were contacted by Herman Miller, who asked if we'd be interested in representing them in their healthcare environment.
Interesting. So you've really evolved this thing. I didn't realize it. I thought many times you start a business and it ends up the same way you started it, but I'm learning it doesn't happen that way.
This is a completely different business. As a matter of fact, I was very excited to be able to work in the field of design and furniture and no longer sell cotton balls and Band-Aids.
All right, Rich.
The healthcare industry has certainly changed over time during your career. How does that help you now pivot and so forth?
Well, whenever there's change, there's always opportunity for us. And then, of course, we segued into government and into the commercial market as well.
Change is scary and frightening. It sounds like you embrace change. Tanya?
You told us earlier your parents got divorced when you were 8 years old. How did that affect you growing up?
Really good question. I was going to make sure that their divorce didn't define me, and I think I've proven that.
What do you mean? What do you mean you weren't going to let it define you?
Well, you know, back in the 50s, not too many people got divorced, and so we were looked at a little differently. And I wanted to make sure that there was normalcy, and I developed
So does that mean that you really value long-term relationships? Relationships aren't transactions?
Great question. Great question. In my company, we have people that have been with me more than 30 years, 26, 23, 20, 17, on and on. And it's extremely important to me.
What's extremely important to
you? It's extremely important to me. I mean, none of our teammates have to be there. They want to be there. And it's my responsibility to provide an environment that makes them feel comfortable.
Well, you are really sensitive to relationships because of
Big
what
time.
Happened with mom and dad. It's all about. Didn't you mention you're part of a CEO group where you've been with the same folks for 30 years or something like
yes,
that?
Yes, the Young President's Organization. I'm no longer a Y because I'm not young. But we're still part of it. We're YPO Gold, and yes, I've been in this group for over 30 years.
Because many times the CEOs move around to different groups, but you've really stuck with the relationships over an extended period. Jen?
It seems like you've been a real trailblazer for women, especially working and having children. Mm-hmm. How did you do it when you first started?
That was probably the most challenging, difficult decision I've ever made, to go back to work with young children, because I didn't know anyone else who was doing that. But I just always felt that I needed to do something that was creative and entrepreneurial. And it's interesting. My daughter once said to me, please don't stop working because then I can't tell my friends that you're a boss.
Brian.
You told us earlier that your two brothers went into medicine, mm-hmm. and your father was a pharmacist, mm-hmm. and I think you said your uncle was a pharmacist, too, if
yes.
I'm not mistaken.
Yes, he was in business with us, yeah.
And you were in the business. Did you ever have a drive, or would you ever have any under pressure to go into the medical sciences in some manner at some point in your career?
No, I'm married to a doctor, and
that
was enough, right, exactly. And neither of my children have chosen medicine either, by the way.
Bill?
Joan, your dad was obviously a big influence on mm-hmm. you early in your career, but I think you told us he was always also a bit old-fashioned as it related to gender roles. When did he start believing in you as a real businesswoman?
Well, I think he first expected that either of my two brothers would have gone into business, and then when they didn't, I was his last resort. And I think I had to prove myself. I was always proving myself, actually, to my dad. And when he saw that I was capable of handling things, and we also developed some new entrepreneurial activities within the business, I think he realized that it was in good hands.
So your nature is to keep evolving things. Your nature is to keep changing things.
Correct. And interestingly, my son is now in business with me, and he sees me as an advisor with that role.
What do you mean?
Well, we are not going to stay static. It's very important to both of us that we grow this business, and we're looking for interesting, challenging ways to do that.
What's the website address of this organization known as Bialik Environment?
Bialik.com, and it's spelled B-I-A-L-E-K.
Let me have that one more time.
B-I-A-L-E-K.
.com. Bialik.com. Excellent. We've been speaking with Joan Bialik, CEO and founder of Bialik Environments. Les, can you give us a rundown on who we've had the opportunity of speaking with today?
Sure. We have Nalima Grover, owner-founder of the QED Group, LLC, Yolanda Cole, senior principal, Hickok Cole Architects, Michelle Bolos, CEO, Antique Concepts, and Joan Bialik, CEO and founder of Bialik Environments.
I'd like to thank my co-hosts, Mr. Les Molin Vistage, Justin Lang Cressa, Brian Chandler Petruri Law, Jennifer Wappas, Pignano Karp, Rich Stang, the Leon and Stang, Tanya Lederman, Blue Tree Digital, and Bill Rossello from Greenhouse Consulting. For giving me a hand structuring the questions, we'll be providing our listening audience an educational and entertaining show. I'd like to thank our listening audience for listening. Otherwise, we wouldn't have a radio show. Don't forget to visit our website, executiveleadersradio.com, to learn more about our executive leaders. It's executiveleadersradio.com to learn more about our executive leaders. Thank you for joining us today. And do have a nice day. Bye-bye. We nailed it.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Biz Talk Radio.